Saya is Curious Raven with another true crime. I do have a guest today as the Raven Dreams. He is an amazing and underrated narrator. If you have not heard of him, I'm sure you have, but if you have not, please go check him out. His link to his channel will be down below. Today, in this case, or can I say cases, we're going to talk about United States' most notorious serial killer, Ted Bundy. A lot of you already know who Ted Bundy is. Even 30 years later, he's still being talked about, and people still want to know the story. There are a lot of other YouTubers out there that have told his story, but I know that he is the most requested true crime story that everyone wants to hear. Again, this video will be long. At the very end, I will list off all of the known victims and what happened to them. Ted Bundy, in a nutshell, he murdered numerous women, California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. He made his way around the block, is what I'm saying. His first attack was in 1974. The police are thinking this is when his crime spree started, but they're not sure. It could have happened way sooner. Now, Ted Bundy did, at the very end, he confessed to 36 attacks and murders. Some of his victims did live, and they're very lucky. But we all know that he probably killed more. Those are just 36 that he said. I meant, he probably lost count. I'm just saying that Ted Bundy probably forgot, unless he wrote them down in a notebook, and I don't think he did. That was never a thing that they came across, and something that was never in evidence, but that's my own opinion. Now, I am going to go ahead and start this. Theodore Robert Bundy, he was born November 24th, 1946, in Vermont. He did have a rough childhood. He did live with his grandparents, who raised them as their son. Unfortunately, I guess Bundy's mother, when she had him, she was too young. And so Bundy thought his mother was his sister. That kind of messes you up. That right there. And it's said that Bundy said that he didn't find out who his mother, his real mother, was until way later in life. Maybe that has kind of contributed to his mental illness break, his psychotic binge. I don't know. That's just me speculating. Now, when Bundy was a child, they said that he did show signs of conduct disorder. He would go around the neighborhood and peer into windows like he was a peeping Tom. And then when he got a little older, like in his teenage years, he would break in and steal from his neighbors. They said that when Bundy was 3, that he had this weird fascination with knives. What the hell? Like, why would you let a 3-year-old play with knives? That's just weird. They said that at a young age, he was looking at violent pornography. There is a large body of law enforcement that believes that Bundy killed a neighborhood girl when he was still a teenager. But he never confessed to it. That's just speculation. Just a hunch. Also, I have read that later down the road when he was going through his killing spree, the authorities believed that necrophilia may have been acted upon on some of his murder victims. Now, this is disgusting. Disgusting. They said that he would keep the bodies for a little bit while he did his necrophilia on them, and he would dispose of them when the body was too decayed to have sexual intercourse with it any longer. This case bothers me so much. Doing the research on it, every time that I've had to go through all of the information, it makes me feel sick. He was truly a monster. Bundy's first attack is believed to be in January of 1974. Please note that this was Bundy's first known attack. He assaulted an 18-year-old girl named Karen Sparks, who was a student at the University of Washington, by breaking into her apartment and sexually assaulting her and then beating her. She survived, but she sustained severe brain damage and has no memory of what happened to her. Linda Ann Healy was his first confirmed murder just 1 month later. Healy was another student at University of Washington. Bundy also broke into her apartment and abducted her on February 1st. He later confessed to the murder. From the span of January to July of 1974, Ted Bundy is believed to have killed 8 women in Seattle. Bundy killed Healy, Donna Gail Mason, Susan Elaine Rancourt, Brenda Carroll Ball, Georgianne Hawkins, and Denise Naslund, all in Seattle. After killing Rancourt, Bundy also killed Roberta Kathleen Parks in Oregon. So he was just traveling around. They said that his victims shared a similarity, that they were all kind of in their early 20s with long, dark hair that was parted right down the center. Now, Bundy in Washington, he was going to college and he actually graduated in 1972 with a major in psychology. See, Bundy was very smart. Very, very smart. They said as a child he was very bright, but he just didn't do really well in school because he didn't get along with his peers. A little later on, Bundy then moved to Salt Lake City to attend law school, where he killed additional women. Now, his law school was in Utah. In Salt Lake City, he murdered Nancy Wilcox, Melissa Smith, Laura Aim, and Debbie Kent between October and November of 1974. Bundy did attempt to kidnap Carol Durant, but she escaped. On November 8th, 1974, Durant was shopping when a man who identified himself as a police detective stopped her. He said that there was attempted theft of her car and called her outside to do a police report. According to Durant, Bundy claimed that the police were holding someone at the station and he needed her to go with him. He then pulled over, handcuffed her, and attempted to hit her with a crowbar, but she escaped. She reported the attempted kidnapping to the police, which led to his arrest in August of 1975. Bundy, when he was in college, was heartbroken because one of his ex-girlfriends broke up with him, and she had long brown hair with a part down the center. And they're thinking that all his victims resembled his ex-girlfriend. When he met Liz, he fell in love with her. There was just something about her that he could not get enough of. But she also looked like his ex-girlfriend. He fell in love with her before he started his first unknown kill. You know, and in the background, she was hearing all of these accusations of him. As a Raven dreams, he will actually be reading more of when he was arrested and everything. I'm just kind of doing a little before he breaks it down a little more. But just remember, Liz is in the background as his girlfriend when all of this crap is going down. And people kept telling her, like her best friend and everything, kept telling her, there's something off about him. There's something off about him. And she was so in love and just didn't want to accept it. But she will be key to his arrest. So keep that in mind. Now, after Bundy tried to kidnap Durant in Seattle, in Utah, Ted Bundy killed Karen Eileen Campbell in January of 1975. Campbell's body was found nude about a month later near Aspen Ski Resort. Bundy also later confessed to this killing. Bundy killed additional women before being arrested. He murdered Julie Ann Cunningham, Denise Lynn Olverson, Lynette Dawn Culver, and Susan Curtis. Around that same time, Bundy's longtime girlfriend called the police, told ya, and shared her suspicions about Bundy. At the time, news of the kidnappings and possible murders were making headlines, and Bundy's girlfriend Liz suggested Bundy's name to police as a suspect. After an initial call to the police, they brought Liz in for an interview. Liz mentioned an incident about following a sorority girl when he was out late at night, and he would follow people like that. But he tried not to, but he just did anyways. Liz found a bag of women's underwear, a bowl of house keys, and a knife in his car. Liz also shared an anecdote which raised suspicions for her. Liz said, "The night Brenda Ball disappeared, he'd been with me and my family, and he left early in the evening, and then the next day was late to my daughter's baptism. And then he said, 'It's pretty scary, isn't it?'" So she was really suspicious of him. Y'all, I'm very sorry about some noise in the background. They're doing construction, and I do have neighbors that have very large trucks, and they're very loud. So excuse the rumble in the background. I do apologize. Sometimes it's very hard to record. In August 1975, Bundy was pulled over by police and arrested. While driving through a suburb of Salt Lake City, Bundy was pulled over by police. They found handcuffs, a rope, an ice pick, and more in his car, and arrested him as he matched the description of Delranche's kidnapper. The police also obtained a search warrant for his apartment, where they discovered more circumstantial evidence. How Bundy got these women to kind of go with him was he would lure his victims into his car by pretending to be injured and asking for help. List of Bundy's victims. Sharon Clark was his first victim in Seattle. She did survive. It was just an attack. Joni Jens, 18, student in Washington, was raped with a bedpost but survived the attack. Linda Healy, 21, abducted from her basement bedroom, died February 1st, 1974. Student at Washington. They found the remains of Healy on Taylor Mountain in 1975. Now, this kill of Healy was what landed him as a known serial killer. Donna Mason, 19, was killed on the way to a college concert. She died March 12th, 1974. He said he burned her skull in Liz's fireplace. He was trying to cremate it. He disposed of the body in the Cascade Mountains. Susan Rancourt, 18. She was kidnapped on the way to go see a movie, and then he killed her. She died April 17th, 1974. And later her skull was found near Taylor Mountain. Roberta Parks, 20, died April 17th, 1974. Kidnapped from Oregon College, he raped and killed her, and her skull was found on Taylor Mountain. Brenda Ball, 22, she was his fifth victim. She was actually leaving Flame Tavern Bar when he kidnapped her from Seattle. Died June 1st, 1974. Skull was also found on Taylor Mountain. Georgianne Hawkins, 18. She disappeared on an alley behind her sorority house. She was walking home at night. They have still not found her remains, so she is actually missing. And this was on June 11th, 1974. Bundy said he killed her and put her body in Issaouah, but the body has not been found. Denise Nosland, 18, disappeared around Lake of Samosh State Park. Her body was found on a hillside near Lasqua. I'm probably not saying that right. I'm very sorry. I'm trying my best. Janice Ott, 30, died July 14th, 1974. She disappeared also at Lake Samosh State Park. Her body was found in Issaouah. Nancy Wilcox, 16. She is missing. They still have not found the body. October 2nd, 1974. Bundy said he raped and strangled her and buried her body near Capitol Reef National Park, but they still have not found her. Melissa Smith, 17. She was actually a police chief's daughter, so that kind of hit hard. She died October 26, 1974, raped and killed, and body was found in mountains. It doesn't say what mountains, but Laura Aim, 17. She is missing they still have not found the body. October 31st, 1974. Bundy said that, you know, it was really cold outside, so that her body is probably frozen on Provo Park Canyon. That's where he said that he put her. Carol DeRanche, 18. She survived the attack. It was a kidnapping on November 8th, 1974. Like earlier, I said that he acted like a police officer and tried to lure her to the police station, you know, the fake one. Deborah Kent, 17, died November 8th, 1974. Body found naked and beaten on the side of the road in Aspen. Julie Cunningham, 26, died March 15th in 1975. Bundy pretended to struggle on crutches, and she saw him struggling as he was trying to put the crutches in the back of his little Beetle car, and she felt bad and helped him out, you know, being a good person. But then she made the mistake, because Nan Bundy knocked her out and drove her to the desert and strangled her to death. Then he just left her there. This man is so sick. Denise Ulverson, 24, missing April 6th, 1975. They still have not found her. Bundy said that he killed her and then dumped her into the Colorado River. Melanie Cooley, 18, died April 15th, 1975. Bundy said he tied and beat her to death with a rock. They found her body on Coal Creek Canyon. Lynette Culver, 12. 12. He's a pedophile too. Missing since May 6, 1975 in Idaho. He stated that he killed her, threw her body into Snake River, but her body was never found. Not yet, at least. Susan Curtis, 15. Missing June 27th, 1975. This was his last victim that he confessed to. Like some of the others, her body has never been found yet. Now, as a Raven Dreams, we'll actually go over, I'm sure he already went over, the sorority house killings. Now, these are some of the girls. Margaret Bowman, 21, died January 15th, 1978. She was attacked in Chi Omega Sorority House at Florida State. He beat her with a piece of firewood and then strangled her. Lisa Levy, 20. He also beat her and strangled her. They both died. Now, also in the sorority house, Catherine Kleiner, 20. He attacked her, but she actually survived. He beat her, though, with the piece of firewood until her jaw was detached from her skull. It was just hanging there. Catherine Chandler, 22. She was actually Kleiner's roommate. She survived, but she only had a broken jaw, but she was still beat. A little bit further down from the Omega house, there was an apartment. And Cheryl Thomas, 21, it was stated Bundy crawled through the window of Thomas's State University home, beat her, and attempted to kill her. But a neighbor heard all the commotion and came and saved her, and she survived. Kimberly Leach, 12, died February 9th, 1978. She was the youngest last victim. Her body was found 2 months later in a shed behind Suwannee River State Park. 6 months after Parks died, forestry students from Green River Community College discovered the skulls and mandibles of 4 more victims on Taylor Mountain. In all, they found 7 bodies were found on Taylor Mountain. When Bundy died, he requested that his ashes would be dispersed on Taylor Mountain. He said that it was one of his favorite places to think. And I guess it brought him back to his victims. To me, that's just disgusting. He did not deserve an opinion on where his body went. This is my opinion, as Curious Raven's opinion, my own, no one else's, but that man was disgusting. He hurt all of these women in a span of 4 years. Four. From 1974 to 1978, when he was finally captured. 4 years. And he, like, escaped, like, 2 to 3 times. How does that even effing happen? People are dumb. He spent 11 years on death row until he was finally executed. I'm just glad he got the electric chair and not the lethal injection. Because he deserved to burn. That's what I think. He should have been castrated and burned. But, you know, the electric chair works too. It's very painful. I understand a little bit, but don't understand a lot of the human psyche of serial killers and psychopaths. Were they just born evil? They say that a lot of serial killers supposedly have had, they all have in common of either a very bad childhood, abuse, or a head injury. It's kind of like the theme of what might have triggered them to start hurting animals and hurting people. To me, that they are not born with empathy or morals or conscious. Like I say in every video, please watch your back. Be wary of everyone. You have no idea how many times there's like a murderer in your family and you don't even know it. I want to say thank you again to As the Raven Dreams for helping me read this. This was a very big case and it took me a little while to get it all in order, and just this timeline was crazy. I hope y'all are now more aware of Bundy. You know, he's dead now, but there have been other really big serial killers out there, and I'm sure that there are some in the making. I'm gonna go ahead and close this video out and tell y'all to keep your head on a swivel. And today, the world is in chaos, and please just take care of yourself and your family. If you liked this video, please like and subscribe to my channel. Also, subscribe to As the Raven Dreams channel. We really appreciate it a whole bunch. I want to thank the subscribers that I do have. Y'all are amazing. I am very happy that you're a part of the family. You can also go over on my channel and I have links to my podcast, to my merch store, and also to my Patreon. So go check those out. Y'all have a good rest of your week. But until then, remember, it's scary out there.